Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now, you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts, or head to help.mamamia.com.au.
You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. From Mamma Mia, welcome to The Spill, your daily pop culture fix. I'm Laura Brodnick.
And I'm Em Burnham.
And today, look, it can't be easy having a famous sibling, especially if you're in the same industry as them. And interestingly, two siblings of very famous movie stars have come together on a podcast to kind of vent their, I guess, frustration and sadness that they aren't these A-list Academy Award nominated stars that their siblings are. So we're going to get into that. I love a bit of jealousy, a bit of jealousy for a Monday.
But first, one of the most famous music festivals in the world is here. We are in the middle of the two big Coachella weekends, also known as the Influencer Olympics. So Coachella is obviously a massive music festival that takes part once a year in the desert, somewhere in the US. It's very hard for us over here in Australia to get to. So we
somewhere
just,
in the US. Isn't it Coachella Valley?
It's in Coachella Valley. I didn't want to repeat Coachella too many times. So there are massive headliners this year, including Doja Cat, Tyler, the Creator, Lana Del Rey, and No Doubt. Personally, I've never been that interested in a Coachella lineup except for Beyoncé's Homecoming in 2018.
Oh, yes,
I think I watched that on repeat on Netflix like a million times. Also, a big thing that we look at, I don't know if this is just me personally, Laura, but I'm just really interested in what all the celebrities and influencers are wearing.
Although it's less exciting this year, I've got to say, like, going into Coachella this time around, there was all these conversations around, is it still a cool, like, interesting thing to go to? Will it still draw a crowd? And that's because there were reports that the ticket sales were the lowest they've ever been in like many, many years. And a lot of people were pinning that on the headliners and saying that they just weren't engaging enough to draw a crowd, which, it's No Doubt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would have flown across the world to go and see them. That's incredible. Not to think of like Doja Cat. Aren't the youngins wanting to see her?
I would love to see Doja Cat.
And Lana Del Rey. I'm sure there's more coming into it than just the headliners not being good. But like, when you see the footage from the first weekend, the crowds are there, the excitement's there with like Lana and her hologram and No Doubt doing their biggest hits and all that sort of stuff. And there's quite a few celebrities speckled through the crowd.
Yeah. I definitely don't think it's the headliners. I think it's just fatigue of festivals in general. Like, we even see it locally. Splendor was completely cancelled for us because ticket sales were just so low.
Yeah, cost of living crisis, and everyone spent their money on Taylor Swift flights.
We do not have any money. No one in my generation has any money. But you're right about the looks this year. They gave us nothing.
Well, I just think it's changed of what's cool and in for the celebrities who are there to really be seen. Everyone went over the top festival, boho, crazy outfits, headdresses, sparkly capes, boots, body paint. Like, half these celebrities looked like they were going to a Mardi Gras for a few years there. And it was kind of led by like a lot of the it girls, like Kylie Jenner or Hailey Bieber, wearing just jeans and a black top, very pared down. And this year we saw that again, very kind of chill, which I guess is like when one celebrity trend becomes too intense, everyone backflips the other way. But I want the wild celebrity fashions.
Me
I want to see a black t-shirt.
It's the one thing they give us. I think a lot of people are also prioritizing comfort over fashion.
I don't want to hear that though. Not from the celebrities.
I mean, exactly right. They have their own private area. I'm like, you're comfortable enough.
You're getting driven there and driven out. You can wear easy shoes. So anyway, still got one more weekend to go. So I guess maybe someone will wear something wild and more making out to come.
Well, Taylor Swift did wear a baseball cap that had Travis Kelce's podcast on it.
I mean, I guess that's
I think that was as fashionable as it got in that entire festival.
Yeah, love a bit of podcast promo. How do we get her a hat? We have to make
hats. We need to give her a spill
then
hat.
Then we have to make a spill hat first and get it to her. There's a few flaws in that plan for you to workshop.
I'm
but,
on it. I'm on it.
Anyway, coming up next, celebrity sibling jealousy.
Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, Head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
So a podcast that I've been listening to for many years is called Sibling Revelry, not to be...
Was there a spelling mistake that they just went with it?
No, because I didn't want to say rivalry. It's revelry. And it's hosted by Kate Hudson, Academy Award nominee, star of some of the greatest rom-coms of all time.
I'm familiar with her name.
You're familiar with her body of work. I just never know with you. And her brother, Oliver Hudson, who I'm guessing you're less familiar with.
A little less, but I know of him. I know that they're both extremely good looking.
Yes, they really are. So they are the children of iconic movie star Goldie Hawn and Bill Hudson, who was an actor, but they grew up with Kurt Russell as pretty much their dad.
You're forgetting the other sibling, Wyatt Russell?
Yes, that's their younger joint brother.
I love him.
I think he's hot. Well, I mean, they are a movie star family. Interestingly, the family dog was in a Super Bowl commercial recently.
Right.
And they were just like, out of everyone in this room, because the whole family's in show business, the dog has the biggest audience because the Super Bowl has the most viewers. So that's to give you
nepotism
a little
nepotism at its finest.
Yeah, exactly. Won't the other dogs get a chance? So Kate and Oliver have been doing this podcast for many years, and it was about them talking about the complexities of their sibling relationship, which I always found very fascinating just because they are so in the public eye, but they're both very therapy and touch
one more than
feelings.
The other, I would say.
I mean, yeah, and that has come up multiple times over the years. What they do is they're not talking about their own relationship and family because like they had Goldie Hawn on and stuff before. They have other siblings, sometimes famous, sometimes not, and into them about their dynamic and their stories. And it's super interesting. Recently, Kate's off making movies and working, so she hasn't been on the pod. So Oliver's writing the pod solo. And in the last week, he had a really interesting guest on, and it was Robin Lively.
Who's that?
Her last name.
Oh, Blake Lively?
No, Blake Lively's older sister. It's okay if you don't know who she is because her kind of big wave of fame came, well, before you were born and when I was a baby, because she was very famous in the late 80s. She was she was a child star. She was in a movie with Goldie Hawn when she was a teenager, which is how they kind of know each other. And then she went on to be in this movie called Teen Witch that was like a huge teen kid movie at the time.
It kind of sounds familiar.
Well, you've probably seen it because I feel like it gets replayed a lot.
Yeah.
And also think of her at the time was like the early days of like Hilary Duff, Miley Cyrus, like that level of fame, like a teen star that everyone loved. And she was like in one of the Karate Kid movies and she was in all those shows that were super popular like Doogie Howser or Twin Peaks, all that sort of thing. So she was a teen movie star. And in a lot of the photos where you can see her on a red carpet with the other Lively siblings, there's like four or five of them. There's always this little blonde girl walking with them, which is Blake Lively, this kind of like shy little blonde girl. And as Blake Lively became super famous, then Robin Lively was always known as Blake Lively's sister. But with a certain demographic of people, she's always been the famous one.
She must have hated that.
Well, that's what this conversation is about. So in the episode, Oliver starts it off by saying that Kate's too busy making movies to be on the podcast with him anymore. And it feels like a joke, but also not a joke.
Yeah,
because they've started it together when they were both taking a lot of time off work. But then Kate booked a TV show. She's booked a movie. She released an album. And he talks about not being able to get a lot of work at the moment and doing Instagram ads and the podcast. So there's already this kind of underlying bit of tension before Robin comes on. And towards the end of the podcast, they have this like quite honest conversation about being jealous of their famous siblings.
There's parts of me that wish I was further along, that wish that I chose career a little bit more over fun. There's always a part of me that's just like, fuck, man, why can't I do that? Why can't I want to do a role like that. I want to work with people like that. I want to make that kind of money. I don't want to be fucking hustling for everything, you know?
Right.
Not that it takes away from how I feel about them and my love for them and my gratitude and how happy I am for the success, but I'm not afraid to admit that I have envy. It's just, damn.
Yeah.
Ugh, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
why are you laughing?
I feel like that's section in the podcast, it sounds like Oliver's just really upset and complaining about his situation and Robin's giving him nothing. Like, she doesn't feel sorry for him at all. She talks about Blake in a way that kind of also idolizes her, like says that that lifestyle is really hard. Like, she does do a lot of work. She's put the work in. And it was so unexpected that she would go into that line because she was such a shy person.
That hustle is real. Like, my sister's life it's a lot, you know, it really is. And she really was like, of all of us, she was the most unexpected one to hit that kind of fame because she was so shy. Mm-hmm. She was very shy. It just happened. Like, it just happened. And I cannot believe it.
So I wonder if initially her and her family were shocked by this because she didn't expect Blake to, I guess, be a rival with her in the industry. But now she's seen everything that happens to someone when they're so, so famous that she's kind of glad that it didn't happen to her.
Yeah, in a way, I don't really believe that. I think that was a very politically correct response. And she's obviously stepping a lot more carefully. I think Oliver's been doing this for years on this podcast. He's told the story about Kate, about being jealous, and they've had that conversation. So I guess for him, he's like, I've said this before, I'm less worried about this getting picked up by news outlets. Whereas when Robin said this, it did get picked up by a lot of outlets of saying, like, you know, Blake Lively's sister is jealous of her. And she does say later on in the podcast that she looks at the people Blake works with and what she gets to do. And she talks about some terrible experiences that she's had on cheap, awful films where she's like, I'm just working with the worst people and I can't believe I'm here at this stage of my career. So I'd say there probably is a bit more jealousy there. Not a huge amount because they are best friends. You see them together at so many red carpets and events and that sort of thing. So they are super close. But I'd say she was picking her words a lot more carefully than Oliver was.
Yeah. It's also like, as you said, like ending that sentence on saying, we're so close. I'm like, that is such like a safe like area to play in. Oliver also just seems like his excuses are so interesting where he says, I used to prioritize fun over money. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah, no, I'm going to tell you. So coming up after the break, we can get into that and what some other famous siblings have said about living in the shadow. The amount of knowledge I have about Oliver Hudson, I tell you, I didn't realize until this moment.
I mean, I'd love to learn more about him.
Well, I'm going to tell you. It's also hard because this is where, like, the intense nepotism comes into play in a way that actors don't even realize. Because in this podcast, and he's mentioned it previously, that he didn't really know if he wanted to be an actor and he kind of messed around. And he does acknowledge there was some privilege there, but it's like he just decided he wanted to give it a go. And all of a sudden, all these doors were open.
Of course
they were.
So he already
had the setup. Yeah. But he never really took off. But the interesting thing is, when he first started becoming famous, it did feel like he was the next big thing. So he was in a TV show before this, but I so remember him having his first big TV breakthrough role because it was on Dawson's Creek, which I'm assuming you haven't watched.
I have not watched Dawson's Creek.
Okay, that's okay. It's just different ages.
Add it to the list.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
But it was a big deal because he played this bad boy bartender.
He does get bad boy bartender vibes.
So sexy. And he was working this dive bar where Joey Potter started working and then they fall in love, hook up. It's like a whole thing. So everyone was obsessed with him because obviously Dawson's Creek was a huge show at the time and he had this big starring role in it. And that was way before there was any kind of conversation around not liking Nepo babies. Like, it was a huge draw card that he was Kate Hudson's brother and Goldie Hawn's son. And then he went on to do a lot of different TV shows. He was on a TV show for years called Rules of Engagement. And like lately he's been on like The Cleaning Lady and Just Like That, important role for him. I thought that was going to be a big deal that he was on it, but he was kind of just a bit of a bit part. But his success really petered out over the years. And he talks a lot on the podcast about this intense jealousy he has of Kate because her star rose while he fell and they pretty much had an equal playing field.
I agree. They had an equal playing field. But what I'm confused is like he could have easily done that.
This is what I mean sometimes when I have to defend Nepo babies, which is a gross statement, is like that privilege gets you on the field, it gets you in the game, but it doesn't mean that you're going to have that huge level of fame that someone like a Kate Hudson has. Like, I always use her an example as someone who might have become famous anyway, whereas someone like a Gwyneth Paltrow, like, maybe not. Dakota Johnson, maybe not. Like, she's quirky and funny now, but if she hadn't kind of come in with all that privilege and that setup, would she have made it past that room and all those people? It's kind of hard to say. So I think like sometimes you can be given everything, but it doesn't mean you're going to be a huge movie star because we've seen that happen with a lot of kids who haven't been successful.
And it also just like comes down to talent. I'm like, maybe you're just not good enough. Like you have enough money, like you're fine.
Yeah.
But maybe this just isn't for you, which is exactly what I think of Oliver Hudson. Because all I remember him from is like firstly Rules of Engagement, but also he had like such a side character role in Grown Ups 2.
Oh, okay. Is that one of your favorite
movies?
As like
the hot like yoga instructor. And I'm like, what are you doing here, Oliver?
He's probably got paid a lot of money for that.
So also, much money, which is crazy.
A side character in Grown Ups 2 is so many steps removed.
And that's where he is. I'm like, at what point do we say to the Nepo babies, you're just not good enough?
Well, he knows he's not good enough. That's why he's making a podcast about it.
But now he's in our lane now.
Like, I know people who can't do stuff make podcasts. That's why we're here. But I think this conversation on sibling jealousy has popped up over the years. And sometimes it is with siblings who are equally as famous. Like I remember a few months ago now, maybe it was last year, I don't know, time has no meaning, listening to Jake Gyllenhaal on a podcast talk about the fact that he's been jealous of his sister Maggie over the years.
So who, with the Gyllenhaals, because I'm really interested in your opinion on who you think is famous. Because I think for me, they're the only siblings I could think of that have constantly competed with each other equally. And I'm like, are we just waiting for one of them to completely shoot off, similar to like a Kate Hudson? Or will they always be equal to
Always be equal. Well, it's hard now because Maggie is going more in the way of directing and filmmaking. And so it's hard to think of her now like headlining a big movie, whereas Jake Gyllenhaal's gone really down that path of being a headliner. So I guess like on paper, he could seem more famous.
Right.
But I guess if you're trying to think of siblings who have been neck and neck, like the Hemsworth brothers, at least two of them. I'm so sorry, I can't remember the third one's name. Luke Hemsworth, you're doing fine. Every family has to have a Luke. I'm the Luke of my family.
You're actually my favorite.
Well, there you go. But they both auditioned for Thor, Liam and Chris. And then obviously Chris got that role. And if Liam hadn't got the Hunger Games, this would have been a situation. They would have been the Oliver and Kate of Australia.
Yeah.
You know, one in like super famous, the other one doing a podcast about not being famous.
Well, I would still say Chris Hemsworth is massively more famous than Liam.
Of course. But I just think like he did have a legitimate career. I'm sure he's still famous. he was still famous for a while there. So it didn't feel, I think, as intense. But I think you always have one who's more famous than the other.
Mm. What do you think about the Fanning sisters? I think these two sisters is what we're seeing playing out in real time, where we're watching it happen in front of our eyes, where obviously Dakota Fanning was a really famous child star. She starred in I Am Sam with Sean Penn and then Uptown Girls with Brittany Murphy.
It's a great movie. She was famous from when she was like 4 years old.
Yeah,
right?
Really young. And I think she did that transition from being a really young child actor into adulthood really seamlessly. Mm. Like she also had an appearance in Once Upon a Time. But then we just see Elle Fanning completely come out of nowhere, her younger sister. Mm. She starred in Maleficent with Angelina Jolie. I think that's where I first saw her. And then she went on to one of my like favorite TV shows, The Great, which is like a comedy period drama. And I think we're still seeing them both really famous. Like I know my mum knows Dakota Fanning, but my sister knows Elle Fanning.
Yeah, yeah. They're one of those interesting ones where the famous flipped around a little bit. And I would say like in terms of like what's coming up, Elle has the bigger portfolio and is booking more movies and jobs. But then part of that is because I wonder if Dakota's been famous for so long that she's doing smaller things and not chasing that movie stardom. But it's also hard to know, you know, everyone says that they don't want movie stardom, but they're in that business because they do want it. But yeah, they seem to have not let it affect them that much. I'm sure there's lots of siblings out there. I mean, Julia Roberts and her brother, who was also an actor, didn't speak for centuries.
He was a brother. He was famous.
Yeah, well, he was an actor and then she became an actor and she obviously was a mega, mega star.
I always think about the Skarsgård family because I'm like, surely if there's that many of you end up just becoming individuals again.
I would just wonder if something like that, if your dad is that famous and all the siblings are famous and you're all hot Viking looking men, if actually they're the only family I feel like actually fame doesn't affect them. They just exist in their hotness. It's not a big deal.
Oh, there you go. Just be a Skarsgård.
Just be hot. It'll be fine.
If you want to listen to the full episode of Sibling Revelry, we will link it in our show notes. Thank you so much for listening to The Spill today. If you love listening to us, please give us a 5 stars on whichever podcast app you listen to us in. We will see you back here on mamamia.com.au and in your podcast feed at 3 p.m. tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.